Got a question for you. I like to start out with questions, as you noticed. All of us, I believe, as we was younger, we went out on the playground and played games. How many here like to play games? Good. I'm glad. Well, I'm not going to play a game today, but I'm going to mention a little bit. But when you played games, you played touch ball, softball, all kinds of games out there, and you'd choose up teams. And they'd have to call you and have to choose you, and you'd have to be loyal to that team. Well, over the years of us in the church have heard the phrase or the expression at the end of Revelation 17, 14, if you want to turn there. It's called Chosen and Faithful. And I believe we all want to be there. So at the end of the verse, it says, first the verse says, these will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Have you ever pondered in your mind the meaning of those words? There's a lot of meaning in those words. They by themselves seem pretty straightforward, don't you think? Yet when we think of it, there's much deeper meaning to these words than meets the eye or the ear. As I started with, most, if not all of us at one time or another, played sports in school, then on a team of some sort, or when we were younger, and some of us can remember back that far, when we had what was called recess. Remember recess? Anybody? Yeah. When we had what was called a recess where we could go outside on a playground, it's sort of like a park, play games such as kickball, dodgeball, softball, basketball, whatever it might be, tag, you know, crack a whip. Therefore, we would call one team the Eagles, and the other team would be called the Lions. Whatever mascot name we could consider to be the best to represent our team. Or the strengths and our ambitions. Then we would name a person to head up that team. Flip a coin and draw straws. To decide, this is before being politically correct rules. You know, we could make up our own rules. Who would make the best effort to put together the best winningest team? Not really a word, but remember, we were making the rules. And that's what we can say. But this person was usually called the leader, team leader, or the captain. Now everybody else would get on the sidelines and wait for the team leader to call our name for their team. This would be being called. Most likely, if your name was called, you would accept because you like to play games. Not that you would have to, or want to for that matter, but should you decline, there was a possibility that you would not be called by the other team, the one you really want to be on, or either team as far as that would go, and not get to play at all. This team leader would have called your name, chosen you to be on his team or her team, yet the choice to be chosen has two parts. First, the team leader had to call your name. Second, you had to accept that calling, or the invitation, or appointment. Choose to be part of the team, at which point we have been chosen or selected to be part of the team. After all this has been done, the chosen team expects us to live up to certain responsibilities of and to the team. This is being called loyal or faithful, henceforth referred to as being called, chosen, and faithful to our team. Let's go back and take a look at these words. Excuse me. Called, chosen, and faithful. Then we'll look at some of the examples for our own encouragement. As we have seen, the culmination of this age closing in on us possibly sooner than we really imagine. Called, or call, in the Greek Strong's number 2822 and 2821, called, an invitation, invited to come, appointed, specifically a saint called out. To read all the references to this word would take up most of the time I have to speak today, so I'm just going to pick a few to present to you. Webster's one, the first one, to utter loudly, to address or appeal to such an utterance, a shout or a cry, summons, appeal, a command, or a religious convocation. And it could be Romans 8:28, and we'll go there a little bit later. Chosen or choose, Strong's Greek number 1588 and 1586, chosen. Accorded or worthy of special choice or preference. You might just jot these down. Ephesians 1:4-10, 2 Thessalonians 2:13 forward, and 1 Peter 2:9-10. Faithful, Strong's number 4103, trustworthy, trustful, believable, faithfully sure, and true. Webster's, true, trustworthy, loyal, a faithful servant, faithful to one's agreement, worthy of belief or confidence, full of faith. The faithful, those who truly believe in a religion, devoted members, or of a group or organization. That would be us, faithful to the laws and the governance of our great God. Our calling comes from God. If we go to Romans 8:28 now, if you'd like, I'll have it here in my notes, but Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Here we see that God, he does the calling. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. This choice has a twofold process as well. First, we are called by God. Then we must make a choice to accept that calling and accept what God has to offer and repenting or changing the direction of our lives. Therefore, God chooses us, and we must choose to answer the calling and to be obedient. Then we must be faithful. Faithful to that calling, after having been chosen, faithful by obedience to the laws of God, we must repent or be baptized and then receive the Holy Spirit from God. God gave us a set, or may I say, an outline of rules how we should conduct our lives. These are referred to as the Ten Commandments, which, when fully understood, have a much deeper meaning than just mere words to be memorized. We must believe that there is a God. We must believe that what God says is true, and that he will be faithful to perform the promises he has told us he will. Revelation 2:10, speaking of the end time, says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulations. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. We are not to be fearful because of the things that might happen to us." Let us read Revelation 17:14. I'm going to read that again. Speaking of the beast and the false prophet, they'll make war with the Lamb. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things that are visible. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'll find in chapter 11 of Hebrews the list of those who were called, chosen, and faithful to God. Some of those in that list are Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, possibly the most written about, and Sarah, his wife. Then there are Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Rahab, and the list goes on. These, in a word, were called and chosen by God, and chose or accepted that calling, were faithful or obedient to that calling according to their ability, though not perfectly, just the same as we here in this room do not do it perfectly, but we're working on it. Excuse me. Yet in verse 13 it tells us these all died in faith, not having received the reward, the promises, but having seen them afar off. And it's not looking out here somewhere, looking at their way over there across the pasture. It's just for far off in the future. They were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Finally, in verse 39, all having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Yes, brethren, we are all awaiting that resurrection to eternal life at the return of Jesus Christ. Remember, we must be called by God, chosen by God, accept or choose to be faithful, loyal to the rules and the regulations of obedience that lead to eternal life in the kingdom of God. Yes, let us be the called, the chosen, the faithful of God, and pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven.